Last year, we ran a series called Family Matters. We met families who are part of a growing trend. In a tough economy, multiple generations are increasingly living under the same roof. 20-somethings are living with parents. Those parents are taking care of the older generation. Well, bigger families can benefit from more space, and home builders are accommodating. This summer in Phoenix, for example, new homes were on average 20% larger than homes up for resale. Peter O'Dowd from member station KJZZ reports.
Four women, three generations, one roof. That is a post-recession lifestyle.
I'm Jackie Ruggles, and I'm the matriarch. I'm Grandma.
Grandma pays the mortgage on this new home in the Phoenix suburb of Gilbert. Her daughter, Marcy Dussault, lives here, too. Marcy comes with a college-aged daughter named Jamie.
I'll eventually move out, but right now it's nice to not have to worry about, like, a lot of bills and stuff, and I can focus on school.
Then Jamie's older sister moved in. Chelsea is 22.
I've been on my own for a while, and then life happens.
Chelsea lost her job and racked up $6,000 in credit card debt.
So I had to move back in into this home.
This home just so happens to be made for this type of living. It was designed with a 600-square-foot suite. There's a kitchenette and a living room. 19-year-old Jamie lives in this one. The walls are covered with bright red paint and pictures of her friends. Her mom jokes that Jamie won't be leaving anytime soon.
She's going to live with me till she's at least 40, isn't that what you said?
Something like that. 40 and have kids.
Their home builder, Lennar, now offers these so-called next-gen floor plans in 18 states, including Texas, California, and Nevada. In Arizona, the company says a quarter of its sales last year were these multi-generational houses.
It's the new normal.
Gina Canzanetta works for Maracay Homes. Her company spent 18 months post-recession studying demographic trends. Maracay's designers took note of today's struggling adult children moving home and the millions of aging baby boomers moving in with their kids. Here's what they came up with.
It has the microwave so that you can make small meals. It also has a full-size dishwasher.
Here is a door that's not the front door, but it opens up right into the courtyard of the house.
The front courtyard, again.
You could easily hide away or blend in with the extended family.
With all of these different choices available to people, the homes are expanding into the 3,000-square-foot range on average.
The long-term trend is definitely toward larger houses.
Robert Denk is a senior economist for the National Association of Home Builders. He says new homes have gotten bigger since the 1970s, with temporary setbacks during recessions. Nationally, the median size of a new house is now about 2,400 square feet, up 17% since the real estate bust. Denk says generational housing is only part of the story.
We've lost a lot of the low-end buyers. At this point, it's only the higher-end buyers that are in the market at all, and so that's what's pushing the demand for larger houses.
Back at the Dussault household, space is still tight. I forgot to tell you about these four dogs that have a way of making their presence felt. Marcy, the mom, and Chelsea, her elder daughter, say living together in times like these has been good for the family.
You know, I don't have any extra money really for, you know, food and everything. So I definitely lean on my family a lot for everything and very appreciative.
The last few years have been a struggle for all of us. We've gone through a lot. To be able to be here for each other has been a blessing.
And one day when the kids finally do move out, Mom and Grandma say they'll consider renting out all that empty space. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.